you've decided to leave the vessel owners. How come?
I have. I've been there for about 6 years now, and it's a really amazing organization, and I feel really honored and privileged to be able to work for such a great group of guys. But I felt like after 6 years, it was probably time for me to move on and take the next step.
Do all the meetings take a toll on traveling all over the place, going to various regulatory meetings and so on?
Sometimes. It kind of depends on what's going on. Lately, there's been a lot of really tough meetings. You know, we're in a Southeast Board of Fish cycle, and there's a lot happening at the North Pacific Fishery Management Council that affects the guys that participate in the federal fisheries here. So that can get pretty tough.
What are you planning on doing next?
Right now, I don't have anything set in stone, but I am exploring my options. So that's pretty much all I can give you.
You fish as well, though, too, don't you, a little bit?
I do. I actually have some 2C halibut quota. I've lost about 75% of it over the last 6 years
with
due
all the
to
cuts.
The quota cuts.
Yeah.
But I've got a little dab left, so I try and take care of that every year.
Tell me about some of the biggest issues that maybe the next person is going to be facing in the coming year.
I think one of the big ones in front of the North Pacific Fishery Management Council will be the restructured observer program for all participants in federal fisheries. That's going to be a really big challenge for the fleet to adjust to. We have guys here in Petersburg who participate in the halibut fishery, the black cod fishery, and the Pacific cod fisheries as well. So this is a very broad sweeping action that's going to cost a lot of money and is going to affect a lot of people.
Right. We're talking about folks in the longline fleets in Southeast, for instance, who haven't had to have observers. There's a certain percentage that will have to have observers or some sort of observer coverage in the near future.
This is correct. And we're working really hard to make sure that electronic monitoring is a component of the restructured observer program.
Like a camera on deck kind of thing?
Like a camera on deck or another form of electronic coverage. But right now it's not looking promising. We feel that since the halibut and sablefish fleets are paying for 67% of the program, that they need to have options and alternatives that work for them.
Bycatch is another big issue that's become much more of a focus with the dropping halibut quotas and the large amount of bycatch that's taken in the trawl fisheries.
Yes, in the Gulf of Alaska, halibut bycatch is one of the hot button issues right now. So in June at the council meeting up in Kodiak, we're going to be taking final action on whether or not to reduce halibut bycatch in the trawl and the fixed gear fisheries in the Gulf of Alaska. So it should be a pretty contentious issue.
Now, are you going to stay on the advisory panel for the North Pacific Council? Or are you still on there, and do you plan to stay on there?
I am on the advisory panel. It's a pretty amazing position. I think whoever takes over for me at the vessel owners, if they're appointed to that position, will take it over.
Other local issues that specifically the vessel owners are struggling with or dealing with or looking forward to, maybe? Halibut quotas going up someday.
I think things that people are looking forward to is getting some rebounds in a few of the stocks, like black cod's been going up over the last year or two, and we're looking for some more increases in halibut because the fleet has been really conservative. Some of the other issues facing the fleet are sea otter expansion, which is rapidly impacting the Dungeness fleet and our dive fisheries.
Speaking of observers, as you mentioned earlier, it's not just the longliners coming up, but right now, this summer and next, gillnetters have their observers driving around, talking with them about marine mammal interactions.
Yeah, that was the next one that I was going to mention. It's a pretty big deal for the gillnetters. They're mainly focusing on the gillnet fleet in District 6 and District 8, and the Marine Mammal Observer Program is going to be covering all forms of marine mammal interactions and sightings, but I think, from my understanding, the main focus is on porpoise and actually marbled murrelets.
What would you say is the biggest challenge facing PVOA as an organization, just as your membership doing or participation, things like that?
Well, our membership is at an all-time high right now, which I think is something to be proud of, and it really speaks volumes as to what the organization is covering. But I think one of the biggest challenges is just being able to take care of all of the issues that the fleet here locally is facing. It seems to be getting harder and harder every year to be able to track all of the issues and actually pay attention to all of the issues that are coming down the pike. It's challenging at times, and it's really frustrating because the fleet here is so dynamic and it's so diverse, and I think it's really something to be proud of. And our fleet here in Petersburg is it's really a pretty incredible fleet, and we're the gold standard for Southeast Alaska, and other fleets around the state and around the country kind of look to us for what's going on politically and what fisheries are doing well. So I think it's a pretty I think our fleet here in Petersburg is pretty amazing.